I pray by all means you are ready to receive the blessings of God as you've come in here this morning. They're full of blessings in the house of God. If you can't find a blessing, you might be in the wrong place. But in Christ, and when you come into the house of God, you're guaranteed to get a blessing. Spiritual blessings, I read, are in Christ Jesus. When you root and ground your life inside of him, you're guaranteed to reap the benefits of being part and being in the presence of divinity. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm glad I'm here this morning, and I thank God for the opportunity to bring about a word for his people. I'm not going to be long. There is some things, though, that God has placed on my heart that I would like to share with you to encourage your hearts and minds this morning. But I got to make sure that your head is right. It ain't no more around here about your feelings. Honestly and truthfully, your feelings don't matter. It's about what you think about God, where your mind is at, what you've been thinking on during the week. Is your mind clear and reset, ready to receive the blessings of God? God can have a whole bunch of blessings lined up for you, but if your head ain't right, you ain't going to know a blessing from a cursing. Amen. And when your mind is right and you are rooted and grounded in his words, you will see the blessing afar off amidst your struggle, amidst the trials and tribulations that overcome you. And then in those moments where it seems like you should be frowning, you're smiling because you can see joy on the other side of the trial. Amen. I want to just lift you up this morning. I'm in third gear already, so y'all hang in there with me. We've been in celebration mode all morning long. We did, if you would, a mock kind of ministerial staff meeting this morning. We kind of, for lack of better words, set up our preacher this morning. And we just wanted to encourage him and let him know that as his fellow colleagues in the faith, as his fellow brothers in the faith, that we're there for him, that he needs to know that we are a team, and being on the same team, you can reap some benefits from some folk. Amen. It's okay to shout every now and then when somebody has a birthday. Amen. And we're going to later on in the back at 1:30 celebrate your birthday. I heard there may be some college greens. There may be something back there you may like. I'm just saying. There may be some oxtails. There's something there. Amen, amen. But the people of God, we got something to celebrate. We have a lot to be thankful for, and sometimes it's just thanking God for putting the people around you whom he's put around you. This morning, I believe that we are blessed to be in the house of God and are blessed to have this man of God, Vincent Hawkins, that we have. God's word calls us, if you would, to support and appreciate our pastors. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 through 13, we are told, "And now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who work so hard for you, who have been given the responsibility of urging and guiding you along in your obedience. Overwhelm them," the Bible says, "with appreciation and love." Now, this is just his birthday. Some here in the near future will have an appreciation for our pastor, but for just right now, we got to learn to love on this man. Amen. Love him in such a way that you know that God has sent him here to help you. Amen. Just hang in there. That's in the text of Exodus 17, and we'll be there shortly. But today we give God praise for such a man of God like you, one who encourages us, Brother Hawkins, pushes and challenges us to soar beyond where we are at in our relationship with God. I want you to know you are counted among the cloud of witnesses because of your faith in God. And we see your faith and are sure that you realize the covering that you've been given by God himself. And we know that you have received and accepted this call, and we want you to know, stay blessed with God. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. Continue to stick with God, and everything's going to be all right. I call him Pop Hawk. I don't know what y'all call him, but I call him Pop Hawk. I'm thankful to God for men like him, if you would. In the text, it's almost like a Moses to a Joshua, an individual who has weathered some storms and has experienced some things in such a way that he brings some clarity amongst adversity. In our text, you will see and you will find that there was a lot of stuff transpiring in this war. But sometimes we limit or we skip over some stuff because of the war and the adversity that we can't see the blessings of God on the mountaintop. Say amen. Sometimes you got to just put your car in park and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I challenge you folk who live in this wonderful beach weather, take a moment and go on down to the beach and watch the sun drop off into the water. Just take a moment and learn to appreciate the things that God has done for you. I need you, Deja. You already know what I need, but I don't want to be long. I want to just drop a nugget, as the preachers say, and I want to just lift up your head. Any of y'all go through stuff?
Yeah.
Sometimes it leaves you like though you feel helpless and that there's nothing you can do. I want you to know we got a God who sits on high, and he's listening to everything that's going on. I'm glad he hears me when I cry. Amen. I'm glad he hears me when I'm sobbing. I'm glad he hears me when I can't say the words, but he reads my thoughts. I'm glad that I got a God who's in tune and is intuitive to bring about some joy and some peace inside of my life. Amen. Somebody ought to shout along in there. And some of y'all are sitting out there now and your life is jacked up and you need some help. I just want you to stand with us on the rock this morning. I want you to encourage your minds to know that just because the valley is looking all toe up, it doesn't mean that it's over with. Because it ain't over until God says that it's over. Y'all got a few moments? I just want to encourage your hearts this morning. Let me drop this nugget and run. I want to preach the whole text, but we ain't got time for that. I want to draw your attention for just a few moments this morning to our text. I heard you. But before you get to the oxtail, you got to go to the mountain to get the ox. Yeah, are you listening? It was a time of war for Israel, just as we Christians have wars today with the enemy of our souls. But in this ancient war, the enemy was easy to spot. According to Deuteronomy 25, verse 17 and 18, it appears that when the Israelites were set free from Egypt, headed to the promised land, Amalek attacked Israel from behind. In other words, attacking the weak and the stragglers and the faint at heart. Anybody in here a little weak this morning? Anybody in here straggling back there? Any of y'all about to pass out on me? Hang in there and get close to God. Because it's just at the moment when the devil thinks you're weak, he turns up the heat. Say amen when you can. Just at the moment when he sees you focusing in on the valley, he makes you forget about the mountaintop. Amen. I wish I had a church. I might preach a little bit up in here. Sometimes you focus so much on the negative that you can't see a positive thing if it's right in front of your face. Sometimes folk will come along and just say, God told me to tell you, have a blessed day. Well, what's going to be so blessed about? So involved with the negativity and storms of life that you can't even see God's hand right in front of your face. And sometimes the stragglers and the faint, the devil comes after and he attempts to try to destroy them. And that's still the tactic of the flesh today. That is when a person is no longer front and center, no longer fully engaged like he once was. Amalek is sure to strike out at you. Let me put it this way. Y'all got a little quiet right along in there. Whenever we say I've been on this journey a long time, I've gone to tons of Bible studies, I've been to countless prayer meetings, I've had my share of communion, amen. That is when the flesh rises up and when the flesh takes control and when Amalek launches his attack on you as well as me. Let me suggest to us that front and center, fully engaged is the best place to be. The safest place to be, the only place to be. Y'all still with me out there? Moses told a young general named Joshua to engage in battle while he would take his position on top of the mountain with the rod of God inside of his hand. Take your place, Moses. Just get on up there and take your place, Moses. Go take your place, Moses. Amen. I preach, you listen. I think I heard you tell me that one time. You listen, I preach. I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to just take your position and do what God wants you to do. You can sit on the rock. It should be all right. If not, we got Kaiser. We got 911. Everything's going to be all right. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
It's interesting because you find here that Joshua was in the thick of the battle with Moses standing on top of the mountain. And as long as his hands were raised, raise your hands, Moses. Don't leave them down, Moses. Just leave them up there. Joshua and his men were winning. But have you ever tried, church, to raise your hands over your head for any period of time? Just to hold them there and yet put a rod in your hand on top of that.
I wish I had a church I might preach a little bit. Some of y'all would fault Brother Hawkins if his hands begin to fail, but let me challenge you this morning. Raise your hands out there as God's people. I want you to hold them there for as long as you can. See, that's what church ought to look like, Pastor Hawkins. We ought to be having our hands up every single day, all day. Sunday ought to be a shouting day, a day of intercession where we talk to God and God talks to us, where the advocate called the Holy Spirit pleads our case when we get off in it. Sometimes you don't know how you're going to feel when you get to church because you've been jacked up before you got there. And then when you get there, you're looking for a blessing. You're looking for some hope and some love. You're looking for some comfort and peace. But the devil's sitting right next to you. Say amen. Hey, don't look. Don't look. I know you want to look next to you, but don't look. Sometimes you just got to know that it is enough for you to carry your own cross, carry your own weight. Let alone try to take the weight of this world on top of it. Y'all all right out there? How your hands feeling? How your arms feeling? You okay? Some of y'all are dropping. God bless you. If you need to drop, there's no negative against you. We just want to get you to see this picture clear this morning. I'm almost done. I'm about to drop the nugget. Y'all still with me? Amen. But have you ever tried raising these hands in a position as to give God praise? Sometimes we want to lift with our lips the word and the masterful name of the Lord himself, but we fail to lift our hands, the very being of who we are, entirely to give him the praise that he's worthy of. Y'all still with me? Even the strongest men will eventually have to lower their hands. That's what happened to Moses. His muscles would fatigue. His arms would droop. But in this case, there was an unseen spiritual element as part of this picture. Whenever Moses' hands were lowered from fatigue, Joshua started losing immediately. I see some of y'all falling off. That's going to be all right. But so long as the hands were upraised, the Israelites prevailed. See, y'all want to come in here shouting next Lord's Day. I'm just talking about if you want to win. If you want your valley to have some victory, you just got to throw up your hands sometimes. I think my next phrase may just be when I see you, throw up your hands. Just give God some praise. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that everything's all right because he's inside of your life. Are y'all all right? I'm almost done with the nugget. I'm almost done with the nugget. So as long as the hands was upraised, the Israelites prevailed. Not because they saw it and took it as directing them to continue to fight, but because God gave them strength, vigor, and courage, check this out, while Moses interceded on their behalf. I suggest to us this morning that when God has you covered, it's not about the war and interaction in the valley, but about the intercession on the mountaintop. Is there anyone here this morning who needs to be covered by God? Is there anyone here this morning who wants to be covered by God? Is there anyone here who needs the interaction in the valley to have victory because you understand what's going on the mountaintop? You can put your hands down. Amen. Sometimes you just got to learn to appreciate God. No, Moses, you got to hang in there, Moses. Now let's do a quick little exegesis and I'm finna sit down. The Bible said that while they were yet fighting, Moses, having had taken Aaron and Hur up, as long as the arms were up, are you listening? The church was handling business. As long as the hands were up, God's people were celebrating. As long as the hands were up, they were able to fight whatever battle came their way because they recognized that he was doing what God asked him to do. I know sometimes you think all he do in that office is study and pray, and you better be glad he's up there studying, praying. Thank God that we have a man of God who does not position himself for trivial stuff. Stuff that, amen, interferes with him praying for you. I heard Chris Mitchell a while back say, sometimes the preacher got to get his knees ashy. Y'all go on, that's all right. For your behalf. It's interesting to me because you begin to see here, if Joshua were to look up at Moses and see him, it would be as though Joshua saying, you know what, I'm glad you're up there. Not because I see you and saying what I've seen in time past, you getting ready to part the Red Sea. Not amen, that I'm understanding and recognizing it was your staff that gave us water from the rock. Not because your rod, you know, stirred the Nile as a plague to get us up out of Egypt, but the fact that you've been talking to God on my behalf. Y'all all right out there? It's not about the interaction in the valley. It's about the intercession on the mountaintop. Sometimes you gotta just learn to appreciate that God is listening to you. Because I know on one occasion they got upset because they was hungry. Yeah. Chapter 14, God led them out with a mighty hand. Yeah. They left old Pharaoh back there in the dust. Come on, y'all. Yeah. They left him where he belonged, in his city with his stuff. Yeah. And God said, you go out, I got you covered. Yeah. Matter of fact, cross the Red Sea on dry land. Yeah. And you can look behind all you want. I know you're getting scared. I see your Amalek coming. But I'm going to put a wall of fire between you and them. Matter of fact, I'm going to let you see what I do to them, so much so, chapter 15, you got a song to sing. You got something on your lips that just gives me praise because you recognize I've been with you. Well, I hope I'm helping someone along in here. If it ain't helping you, it's sure enough helping me. Sometimes there's some stuff that overwhelms me in my life, tries to pull me down. Satan tries to destroy the very essence of who I am. But when I begin to talk to my God, things start getting better. Yeah. Amen. What I'm saying is, in my prayer, I ain't asking him to change the situation. I'm asking him to change me. Yeah. Change the way I see you, God. Change the way I'm thinking about my situation. Change how I'm thinking about my circumstances so I can learn to just appreciate there's a man of God on the mountain praying for me, asking God to help me, pleading with me. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, sometimes you need an Aaron out of her. So when you say, hey, I'm all jacked up, pray for me, they can pray for you. With no strings attached. You can go sit down. I'm through. Because if I go anymore, we're going to be here till midnight. But let me drop this. Lord Jesus, amen. Sometimes you just got to look and see what's happening on the mountain with God. When God is in control of your life, when he's the sole proprietor of who you are, when you let him run you, it don't matter what's going on in the valley because you're too focused on the mountaintop. You're too focused in your prayer chamber. I got to close. We got to leave Rephidim real quickly. But before we leave that place, I want you to see if Joshua looked back at Moses. And if by chance he looked back, he would have saw Moses up there with Aaron and Hur, and Moses with the rod in his hand, the stick in his hand. But if he would just look a little bit more intently, maybe he'd see Jesus on Calvary. Yeah. Amen. Not holding a rod, but pinned to it. Come on, church. Maybe possibly he'd see two malefactors beside him, and one would say he ain't been done wrong, and it ain't nothing he's ever done, but we up here because we did this. Amen, when you can. Just like Aaron would have been when he knew good and well, he should have listened to what God said to Moses about just serving him and him only instead of erecting the calf because the church folk want one. I'm trying to help somebody up in here. Sometimes you got to learn to appreciate the fact that Jesus stands on the rock and his arms don't get tired. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He's listening to you right now. And he's waiting on you just to ask him to help you so he can do what he's been trying to do all along, and that's make intercession for you and for me. Are you here this morning? Are you here? Are you here and you need some help? Yeah, don't sit out there and try to do it by yourself. It ain't going to work. I know some of your brothers think you're tough. That's what's going to kill you. Are you listening to me? Come close, please come close. I know you're prideful. Let me tell you, that stuff's going to kill you. You need to let go and ask somebody to pray for you. Ask God to help you. You can't do this by yourself. If you could, you wouldn't be here. Amen. You don't just slide up in here just because. Well, honey told me to come. Yeah, because she see you need some help. Amen. So what I'm saying is, maybe you're here and you're a believer. Maybe you're falling short of the glory of God. Maybe you need some interaction, not only in the valley, but on the mountaintop. Because when you're up on the mountaintop and you're having some interaction with God, there's some intercession going on. And God is listening to you. He sees what state that you're in. And he's been waiting on you all along to just ask him to help me. And once you ask him, he'll help you. He'll come in, I read in Revelation 3:20, and he'll sup with you and you with him. And he'll even grant you the right to be in his presence. Look at this. Your soul provider, your soulness of wanting to be in the valley and just trying to figure it out on your own. If you just open the door and go to the mountaintop just to see, God will grant you privilege to sit there with him and receive the blessings you need to receive, so that when you go back down to the valley, it ain't about the valley, it's about the mountain. Are y'all with me? So maybe you're here and you need some help. Ask God to help you. Maybe you're here and you're not a believer. Maybe you're falling short of the glory of God. Maybe you're looking and searching for a God. I want you to know the Almighty God on the mountain in Exodus 17, he's still on the mountain today. And Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he hung on the cross, bled and died so he could have the privilege of making intercession for you and me. I don't think we get that. Y'all looked at me strange when I said that, but I was reading John 17 the other day, and I looked intently at what Jesus' prayer was. And lo and behold, that was our one-minute devotional for this morning. I pray, Jesus said, that they all be one, just as you and I, Father, are one. But our daily devotional spoke this morning of how Jesus was saying, you know, within himself, I've done, God, what you've asked me to do. Are you listening to me? Jesus could go to the cross because he went to the mountaintop. He didn't see the cross from the valley. He saw the cross from the mountaintop. He saw that if I die, Deja could have a chance. If I just die, Stan could have a chance. If I die, Don could have a chance. If I died, Michelle could have, are y'all listening to me? Job could have a chance. Everybody in the church house could have a chance. Go on, shout, it's all right. I know we don't do that in the church, but that's the problem. Ain't nobody lifting up no hands. And on my way, let me just drop the mic on this one. Paul told Timothy, lift holy hands. And don't doubt about your lift. If you need to respond, please do so as together we stand and sing. Will you come to God this morning?